When you think about processed foods, you probably think about Cheetos or Doritos, the kinds of foods you might not really know what's in them. But processed foods aren't all bad, at least according to biologist and science writer Nicola Temple. She makes the case for processed food in her book, Best Before: The Evolution and Future of Processed Food. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her more via Skype about why we shouldn't turn our backs on processed foods.
I'm talking about processed food as it is defined by, you know, food scientists. So any food that's been manipulated in any way to change it from its original form or to preserve it is processed food. So of course, most food that we eat is processed in some shape or other. Of course, when we hear the word processed food, we often go to the things that are ultra processed. So they're made from even processed ingredients. Mm-hmm. People often say it's the food your grandmother wouldn't recognize. But in fact, you know, we have to remember that there is a much broader definition that most food that we eat is processed in some way.
Right. And there are a lot of reasons that processed food gets a really bad rap. Fillers, chemical treatments, this idea that it contributes to obesity in the country. But you say that our relationship with processed food is really as long as human history, because it is sort of food that has been manipulated in any way.
That's right. We tend to hang on to those negative stories, which is sort of a blip in our human relationship with processed food, if you will. If you go back and look at the overall picture, we've had a much longer relationship with processed food. And in fact, it's our ability to, you know, the fact that we started to cook food and cut it up outside, you know, using our hands and tools rather than using our teeth and jaws. That's a big reason for why we've been so successful as humans and has in fact shaped the way we've looked. I mean, we've gone on this trend towards smaller faces, smaller jaws and smaller teeth because we process so much of our food. So I think it's just really important to remember that long history and that in fact processing food has had many advantages for humans in our history.
Right. And you say that it still does. Like there are many reasons that food is still processed today.
There's food safety reasons, for example. It enables us to ship food around, which, you know, some people would suggest that that's a disadvantage. But if you were a country in distress and really required provisions, then you would be very grateful. Mm-hmm. Wartime, processed food has helped our military survive without having malnutrition. So it has also overcome enormous public health problems. The iodization of salt, the addition of folic acid, for example, to wheat. All of these things have helped resolve some nutrient deficiencies that had widespread public health problems. You know, if it wasn't for processed food, we would never have explored space. There's all of these things that processed food has enabled us to do that tends to get lost a little bit.
I wonder, okay, so isn't it always, though, going to be healthier? And if we could all live in an ideal world, it would be better to eat food that is fresh.
Yes. What I don't want to come across is being sort of the poster child for the food industry necessarily. Yeah, my utopian society would be that we would be using every, you know, wall, roof, green space to grow our own food and to be eating it as close to the ground as possible and growing it as locally as possible. Those are all things that I would love to see. But that isn't always the case, obviously. And there are still, you know, you get far more energy from a carrot, for example, if you cook it rather than if you eat it raw. Mm-hmm. And so there still are some huge benefits to processing some of our food.
Yeah. And you also say that there are some other benefits beyond health benefits to processed food, right? Like this idea that a meal that's pre-prepared is going to reduce food waste, things like that, or vegetables that would have been thrown out otherwise are something that can be used in a processed food and then sold otherwise. Is that right?
Yes, there's lots of ugly fruit and vegetable campaigns that are hitting global supermarkets these days to try and generate an interest for the less aesthetically pleasing fruits and veg. But
right.
In the meantime, of course, some of that produce can find its way, get used into pre-prepared meals, which is great. And I would love to think that everybody has the same level of interest in cooking that I do, but not everybody does. And so if you're living on your own, you're probably not going to buy all of the fixings to make yourself a single portion of lasagna. And so maybe buying a pre-prepared lasagna is the way to go, because otherwise you'll be eating lasagna for a week, or possibly, you know, letting some of those ingredients go to waste in your fridge, which so much food waste happens in developed countries at the point of either the retailer or in the home. And so, you know, anything that manages to reduce food waste is a good thing in my mind, because so much energy has gone into growing that food that it's just, it's criminal really to then have it just go into either a landfill or hopefully into composting, but not always the case.
Yeah. That's Nicola Temple, a science writer and the author of Best Before, The Evolution and Future of Processed Food. Nicola, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.